I read, listen, watch, and consume a lot of content about podcasting on a weekly basis. And I see a lot of the same questions over and over and over again. And one of them is, how are you promoting your podcast? Today's episode is all about the search engine most podcasters have never even thought of, but could be one of the most beneficial and free, did I mention free, marketing tools for your podcast. Hello and welcome to Podcast for Profit. My name is Morgan Franklin. I'm a podcast producer, strategist, and educator. This podcast will help you create and grow a podcast that cuts through the noise of social media and speaks directly to your target audience. If you're ready to create a podcast that will align you with the experts in your industry, position yourself as a trusted leader, and create another source of revenue for your business, you're in the right place. When I launched this podcast, I started completely fresh online. New Instagram, new Facebook, new LinkedIn, new YouTube, new website, you name it, I started a new one. So I've had the advantage, we'll call it an advantage, of starting from zero on a dozen platforms in 2024. If you've listened to this podcast, you know I've worked professionally in digital marketing since 2014. And it's been about 5 years since I've worked with a brand that's completely started from zero with nothing. And let me just tell you, and if any of you are going through this, you know it is not for the faint of heart. Starting over on social media in 2024 is hard. This is not the same social media from 2014. You can't just make beautiful content and think it's going to convert. People don't care about pretty content anymore. And I know that sucks to hear, but it's the truth. I see countless creators every day with hundreds of thousands of followers getting 20 likes, 50 likes, maybe 100 likes. You look at their follower to engagement ratio and you're like, what is going on? Because the content looks good, right? And this all comes down to the fact that engagement isn't what it used to be. And this is for a lot of different reasons. There is so much more content out there than there used to be. These algorithms have become incredibly smart and powerful. We are no longer picking what we see online. Our behavior is picking what we see. Just do this exercise with me today or tonight when you're looking on your phone, you're just mindlessly scrolling. Go on Instagram, go on Facebook, and scroll through your feed and see how many people that you are actually following that their content is popping up. Because unless you are toggling it to only show the content of the people you follow, I'm going to guess 75% of it is not people that you follow. So how can we maximize this? As podcasters and business owners and creators, how do we succeed in this brave new world of digital marketing and actually promote our podcast? My first answer is to diversify your marketing efforts. Find multiple different ways to advertise your podcast every week. And my second answer is Pinterest. Y'all are sleeping on Pinterest for your podcast marketing. Now, before you reach for your phone to change this episode because you think Pinterest is just an app where you're designing your dream kitchen, listen to these stats. The life cycle of a post on Facebook is 24 to 48 hours, 2 days. The life cycle of a TikTok post is 4 to 8 hours. The life cycle of a post on Instagram is 10 to 20 hours. The life cycle of a LinkedIn post can be as short as 30 minutes, but the average life cycle of a pin on Pinterest is 3 months to 2 years. That's how long the average pin is circulating for engagement until it gets to its peak. And this is where people are going to learn. They're going to buy. Users on Pinterest have a different objective than any other social media or search engine. It's kind of like when you go to Publix versus TJ Maxx. Now, hear me out on this. Let's use Publix as your normal social media. You know what you're looking for, you have an objective, and you're getting in and out of there. And it's not impossible, but it's uncommon that you leave with something new, right? You aren't necessarily there to see what's going to happen. You aren't trying to broaden your horizons. But Pinterest is totally different. Pinterest is TJ Maxx. And just like TJ Maxx, Pinterest is telling you what you want. And all my Maxinistas know exactly what I'm talking about. You don't go to TJ Maxx with something in mind. unless you probably want to be disappointed. But you do go to TJ Maxx to spend time and to spend money. Think about the last time you left TJ Maxx and you didn't find 10 different little baubles that you wanted to go home with. So let's look at the numbers. I launched all my social media around the 20th of January, 2024. So we'll just say the end of January, and it's now the middle of March. So that's roughly 8 weeks. I started everything at zero, but I've really tried to be as active on each one of these platforms as possible and posting around 4 times a week. On Instagram, in the last 30 days, I've had about 1,000 impressions on my content. However, on Pinterest, I've had 11,500. And that's a huge difference. And I'm just going to say for vanity reasons, because I personally am on Instagram more, I've put a lot more time and effort into my Instagram. So to see these numbers, it's kind of sad because I am on Instagram probably at least an hour every day, engaging with my audience, posting stories, doing different things. So like I said, to see this really tells you how far that effort is going. But the real question you're probably asking right now, and I would be asking myself too, is what does this mean to you? And how can you recreate this same success? And I'm going to walk you through exactly how I did it. First thing that you need to do is you're going to open a new business account on Pinterest. This is completely free. You will see the option when you're signing up. Don't try to convert the old one that you've had since you were 14 because you already have a few hundred followers and you don't want to start completely from zero. The number of followers you have does not matter. I still only have about 12 followers on the new account, and it has had nothing to do with my Pinterest success. So get that out of your mind. I know that we are conditioned to look at the followers and the engagement and all of those other numbers, but in this instance, followers really does not determine your success on Pinterest. And the reason that I tell you to not convert an old account is because you want to completely start over and have a new algorithm, have a new chance for people to find what you are doing and to align with you. Whereas if you go on an old account and you're using all that old data, you are going to have to climb out of that hole to get to the ground level before you can ever start building. So do yourself a favor and just completely start a new account. That way you do not have to dig out of all of the data that you have already created and all of the user trends that you already have. The next thing is you need to be optimizing as you go. Use thoughtful, keyword-rich titles in your descriptions. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about when I say that, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say your podcast is all about gardening and your podcast is called Can You Dig It with Morgan Franklin? I'd make the URL or the, you know, username Can You Dig It Podcast. I'd make the title Can You Dig It Podcast, bar symbol, gardening podcast, and I'd make my description about the podcast and what the listeners can expect. This should be short and to the point. I'd say something like, I help gardeners create the garden of their dreams. New episodes every Wednesday. That tells you exactly what you need to know. You know the name of my podcast. I have everything tied up with a nice little bow for SEO, and we are good to go. For your website, link your actual website or your RSS feed for your podcast. After you've optimized all the written content on your profile, upload a photo of you or your podcast cover as your profile photo. Ideally, I'd pick a clear headshot of you that's easy to recognize and is zoomed in enough, because most of the time, if someone is seeing this on your profile for Pinterest, it's going to be next to a pin and it's going to be very, very small. So make sure whatever it is, that it's easy to identify and people can see it if it's fairly small. And the same goes for your cover photo on your profile. I'd feature a photo of you or your podcast cover and keep it very minimal. This does not need to be the place where you have to show off your design skills. Now that your profile is optimized, you're ready to create some posts. I know this is where people can get the most intimidated, but it's just like creating a profile. If you know what to do, it's as simple as following the instructions and hitting publish. My best tip, and honestly, if you don't have this already, I have no idea how you're promoting your podcast, but go ahead and get Canva. Canva is a great resource for creating content. I am not affiliated with the company in any way. I just love them. There's a free version, and I would get that before you get the paid option, which is generally my advice on anything because I'm a very conservative spender. But before you pay for a subscription that you're inevitably going to forget about for 2 years, just go ahead and try out the free version and make sure that you're actually going to use this. there are so many options. There are so many different things that you can do with it. And I promise you are going to be able to use this for not only Pinterest, but Instagram, LinkedIn, your website. I use it probably a dozen times a day. So if you don't have it already, go ahead and check it out. So let's say in my imaginary gardening podcast, my latest episode is 5 ways to prepare your garden for summer. Perfect. I'm going to pick out a template and I'm going to start with the title, 5 ways to prepare your garden for the summer. I'm going to throw in a background of somebody gardening in a beautiful garden with the sun shining. I'm going to put my podcast cover art and just add some text and say, click here to listen or listen here or some kind of call to action. So I have my photo, I have my podcast cover, I have my call to action. The ideal size of this pin in 2024, and I just want to say that for anybody, if you're listening in the future, things might have changed. So double check with Pinterest. But currently the ideal pin size is 1,000 pixels by 1,500 pixels. The template on Canva should already be this size. Any Pinterest template that I've used in the past 6 months has been this size. All right, great. So now you have your graphic and you're ready to go back to Pinterest and create your first pin. It'll be a big red button in the middle of the page for your business hub or AKA your homepage if you have a business account. From here, it'll take you to a new page that will be mostly white and gray. On the left, it'll say choose a file, and this is where you're going to upload the design that you just exported from Canva. Okay, stop. Before you do anything, listen to me. Do not skip anything on the right-hand column of your screen. This is not a time to be minimal or to see what you can get away with. We are going to be taking our time to fill out each one of these sections, and I'm going to walk you through what to do. It doesn't have to take a long time. It doesn't have to be some elaborate novel, but you do need to have some intentionality behind what you're putting here. So the first thing that we're going to fill out is your title. And I'm still using the same example that we've been working with this whole episode, 5 ways to prepare your garden for summer. So what I'm going to put in is 5 ways to prepare your garden for summer, bar symbol, space, gardening tips. Don't spam this title with keywords, but have enough that you can get picked up by the Pinterest filters. But if you just keep putting in keywords like we used to do back in the day, Pinterest will see this as spam and it will be doing the opposite of what you want it to do. It will not be picking it up. So honestly, what I normally do is I put the name of my podcast episode, bar symbol, and a related keyword phrase. If you're not sure what a related keyword phrase is, go on Pinterest as a user and type in the most significant word of your podcast and see what pops up. So again, the same example, I'd go to Pinterest and I'd type in gardening and I'd see what the most search phrases are included and somehow put that into my title portion. So anyone that's familiar with SEO, this is your long tail keyword. But yeah, that's basically how you find it. You just go on Pinterest or even Google, but I would do Pinterest because in this case, we are creating this content for Pinterest, and type in what the most relevant term for your podcast is and see what other people are searching for. This is going to be very beneficial for your podcast, for the kind of content that you're creating, so that you know what people are actually looking up. The next thing is the pin description. Act like you're writing a message to a friend. This is the best advice I can give you with copywriting, is to write like an actual person. No one wants to read your dry, crusty, boring, ultra-professional 3 sentences you have about this podcast episode. Give me something meaty. Tell me what I'm going to learn from this episode. Tell me why I should listen. I got this tip to write like you're talking to a friend from the Simple Pin podcast. And if you're looking for the best podcast about Pinterest, you need to listen to the Simple Pin podcast. I absolutely love it. They have taught me everything that I know about Pinterest, and I cannot recommend it enough. Again, it's called the Simple Pin podcast. I'll tag it in my show notes. And one last thing, don't use AI. Everyone knows when you're using AI. It's worse than you sounding boring or overprofessional. Ideally, this section is going to be 2 to 3 sentences about your pin. So it'd take longer than trying to explain to ChatGPT what you're doing than to just write it. So take a minute and write what your future listener would actually get out of this episode. You probably already have this anyway in your show notes, but actually write something meaningful to the person that would be reading it about why they should click through on this post. Next is the link, and this will depend if you have a website dedicated to your podcast where you're regularly posting each episode in a separate blog or not. If you have that, great. That's what you need to link, not the show URL where someone is going to click through and then have no idea what episode to listen to or what you're actually sending them to, but an actual blog post about the episode only, or send them directly to a link of that podcast episode. I recommend sending them to Spotify or Apple, as these are the most popular platforms and people are more likely to subscribe once they've gotten there. So I hope that that makes sense, is that if you just have a website that is for your podcast, but you aren't taking the time to make individual places to send people for each episode, then don't link it back to your website. Instead, link it to the individual episode on Spotify or Apple. Because if someone's clicking through and they think that they're going to be able to listen to something about five ways to prepare your garden for summer and they get to your website, that was a wasted click. We did that for no reason. So make sure that you're giving them somewhere to click through to that will actually mean something to them. Next is creating your boards. So boards are going to vary person to person. My best advice is to make a board out of the normal content categories of your podcast. For example, in my made up Can You Dig It podcast world, I might have a board that's called Summer Gardening and another board that's called Gardening DIY and another board that's called Spring Gardening and then another board that's called Gardening for Beginners. And each episode is going to be placed into the appropriate board. But don't just go making boards for no reason that you're never going to pin on. That's a big no-no from Pinterest. But look at the content of your podcast and make the boards from there. Lastly, and again, this will be on a case-by-case basis, will be the tag topics. You're going to need to do some research into this and figure out what the best 10 are for your pins. I'm still working on this because podcasting, believe it or not, is not a topic on Pinterest. So I have to get creative depending on what my pin is about. So don't worry if you don't have an exact topic. Find 10 topics that make sense and work with the pin and post those. No one is ever going to see this. It just helps Pinterest index your pin. For me personally, I don't find that there's a time of day or a day of the week that performs best for pins. This is all about the long game. It will take you several weeks for you to see progress on this, so don't expect it to be overnight. But if you're consistent and you keep showing up, I promise it will pay off. I've grown multiple Pinterest pages over the years, and they've all found success in incredibly different industries. Here are a few random tips of things that I've learned along the way. Try to post at least one new pin every day. I know I can hear you gasping through your headphones. This doesn't have to be hard. Make 7 variations of the same pin on Canva and schedule them out. There's a scheduler built into Pinterest now, and I'd encourage you to use that. Back in the day, we used something called Tailwind, and a lot of people still use that. I think it's fine, but now that they have a native option on Pinterest, I'd use that. You'll see the option to schedule a pin right under the tag topic, so that last category that we had, right before you're about to publish your pin. Another tip is if you're posting multiple pins a day, you can only post the same URL 10 times. So if you're trying to make a ton of pins that same day, do less than 10 that are going to the same URL. And make sure that you're changing up your wording and your titles and your description on your pins. Even if you're saying essentially the same thing, take a moment to add some variation in the way that you're saying it. This is the whole point of making multiple pins on a post. You have to have multiple opportunities to provide a different hook to people or a call to action for future listeners that might convert into a listen. You never know what's going to resonate with somebody or what's going to catch somebody's eye or what somebody's going to think, oh, that really speaks to me. So use each opportunity to change things and tweak things just a little bit, and you can really use that research and development all the way through your podcast. And that leads into my final tip. Watch what's working. What pins are performing well? What do your most looked at pins have in common? What are people saving? What are people actually clicking through? And this is a huge one. look at the outbound clicks you have on your pins, because people can save your pins all day long, but if they aren't actually clicking through to listen to an episode, you need to change up your approach, because you're not actually doing what you came here to do, which is get more listeners on your podcast. I know this has been quite a bit of information, but it's all about showing up every day to promote and grow your podcast. We can eat this elephant one bite at a time, so let's do it together. If you're still wondering where to start, or you're already wanting to procrastinate because this just seems like too much, I want to challenge you to start by creating your account by the end of the week. You don't have to make a pin yet. Let's just start and say this week you're going to create and optimize your profile. And of course, find me on Pinterest. My username is Morgan Franklin Media. I can't wait to check out your page and cheer you on. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast and you'd like to hear more episodes like this one, go ahead and subscribe to the show. New episodes air every Monday morning. And if you found this episode valuable and you want to help other business owners and podcasters, will you leave me a 5-star review? It helps the show rank higher in the charts and brings more entrepreneurs the information they need to start making money on their podcast.